Matt Greenwood standing with Rob O'Keefe, second-year head coach of the North County Raiders, who just finished off the Windsor Owls by a final score of 3-0. A hat trick, coach, for Joel Strausser. All three goals coming in the second half. It was a scoreless first half. Wasn't really sure where this game was headed in the second half. What did you tell your guys during the break?
I told them that they were getting outworked, and the truth is they were getting absolutely outworked. Windsor came out, had a lot of heart. They played a great first half, and our boys acted like it was going to be a cakewalk. We played a great game against Farmington. I think our boys walked out thinking Windsor was going to be a lot easier, and Windsor played like we played against Farmington with everything they had, and I can't credit them enough for the effort they showed tonight.
Another leading goal scorer on another opponent and another shutdown performance from your defense. How were you able to maintain Connor Portlock?
Well, Drew Forney made a couple of really good plays coming out of the box and stopping him on breakaway. Rigel Stillman made an amazing, I thought it was a goal or at least a shot on target. I didn't think Rigel had a chance of catching that kid, and then he caught back. It was really impressive. Our defense has been getting shutout after starting the season. Not so great, if I'm just going to be honest. Our defense was a little lacking, but the past 3-4 weeks, they've been great.
Well, I don't know how you could say the defense has been lacking when you got back-to-back shutouts in some big games. But obviously, as a coach, you see things a lot better than as broadcasters. But what about the defense? Were you able to kind of correct the last few weeks and be able to shut out Farmington and Windsor?
I think they just started playing like they did last year. Our defense was a huge strength last year, and they led us to a ton of shutouts. I'm not sure what it was this year. Same four guys, but it just didn't seem like it was clicking. They weren't talking as much, but we've really stressed communication again. And last year, the same thing happened, that they started talking a lot more as the season winded down, and people are knowing where the offensive players are because our team's talking to them, letting them know, hey, they're on your right shoulder, they're on your left shoulder, they're checking in, and they've done a lot better that this past 3 weeks.
Let's go ahead and go over the goals if you can remember them. A lot, you'll probably remember them a lot better than I can, but let's start with the first goal for Joel Strausser and carry on through the next two.
Well, the first one, David Vinales, who doesn't really show up on the stat sheet, made a great play, drilled around. Joel tucked it away, bottom left corner. I thought it was going to be saved. It was a little slow shot, but it dribbled past. Second goal, Keaton Young got a pretty good assist. Third goal, Grant Strausser, I thought he was hitting a shot on goal. Ended up being a pass to his brother, and he made a great touch and tucked it away to seal the deal for us so we could get some boys out of there.
I think sometimes players, when they have the open space that Strausser had on that first goal, think, let me power it past the goalie. But his precision there on that shot, he just rolled it. He basically just led that one into that far corner. Just great footwork from him all around tonight.
Yeah, he had a heck of a game. Three goals, there's nothing to really complain about there. I thought his effort out there showed a lot, too. He played with high intensity, and the team really worked well around him. He gave us life in that second half really quickly.
I really want to talk about Keaton Young because I thought his midfield play was absolutely on point tonight. He and Benalis were a good 1-2 moving the ball down the field and finding Strausser.
Oh, yeah, Keaton, he almost got hurt there because we didn't have enough subs to get out everyone. And the one we were going to sub in actually said he had a cough and was sick and couldn't go in. So he had to stay out there, and he almost took a little tumble at the end. He said he's fine, so we're going to keep moving forward. I don't think it's too bad. But he played played a great second half. The first half, I think he got a little bit in his own head and started shooting too much. But second half, I told him after the game, you play like that, you're going to be fantastic. His ball to Joel was great. He was playing great 1-2s. He really controlled the midfield for us, controlled our pace, and helped us establish what we like to do.
12 seniors on this squad. How much do you really think that helped in that second half after a scoreless first?
Oh, it helped a lot. These guys are experienced, and it's not just the 4 years at the high school level. It's the 10 years. They've been playing together since they were 4 or 5. Some have been together 13 years, and they know they've been through everything together, and they're a great group. And just even from last year's team, we only lost one starter, so we had 10 returning. And because of that, they were able to really rally together. They knew that they needed to have a good second half. They knew that they were by no means out of it. It was just 0-0. And instead of being glum about being down 0-0, the vibe at halftime, even after I yelled at them a little bit, was very positive. They were really pumped up to go out there and show a good performance in their last ever home game.
So we found out that you will be playing Washington on Saturday afternoon, or Saturday. We don't know about the time yet. You had mentioned, getting a chance to face that team on the road if you won tonight. Well, Washington, just for folks out there, has four players with 10 or more goals. Your team has six, so some similarities there. Their leading goal scorer is Conlon Jarvis with 28, which is three more than what Strausser has on the season. But very efficient offenses, I think. If you look at the stats, the goals certainly say that. So what are you looking forward to most about this matchup against Washington?
Same thing every postseason soccer. It's always a great game. People could have came out here and said, Farmington was going to obviously beat us because we lost 4-1. It wasn't going to be that great of a game. It was a good game. People could have said, hey, they're going to beat Windsor pretty handily because it was 5-1 regular season. It was another great game. The postseason, anything can happen. I'm looking forward to a game between two really good teams. They're 23-8. I don't know much about them. We're 22-3. Haven't played as many games as them. But I'm just looking forward to a great contest and a fight for the Final Four.
Well, Conlon Jarvis has a bit of a stocky build, kind of like a Keaton Young and a David Benalis. But would you say that when you, as you continue through these playoffs, would you say at this stage your midfield has your strongest point?
That's a hard question. Our strongest point, I'd say our midfield definitely dictates the way we play, especially when we go to the 4-4-2 with the diamond. They're the heart and soul, the CDM and the central attacking midfielder. If they're not in tune with each other and in tune with the other players, it's not going to go right. So they really make everything click for us. Our offense does a great job finishing, and our defense, they've been playing. I can't discredit anyone, but our midfield is definitely the key to playing the way we want to play.
All right, so looking ahead again once more to Washington, what ultimately comes down to you guys moving on to the semifinals?
Well, since I don't know much about them, I can just say what it comes down to pretty much every game against evenly matched teams. It's going to come down to heart, and I'm sure they're going to come out. They're going to be flying. They're going to fight for their lives. Our boys are going to do the same thing. It's the last time 12 of these boys will ever take the field together, their next loss. So they're going to be out there. They're going to do everything they can to win.
Well, it's the second year you've reached the state quarterfinals. Last year, a loss to Rockwood Summit. What did you take away from that experience that you hope to portray to the guys as you head into Saturday?
These boys know how hard it's going to be now. They know the next stage is not going to be easy by any means, no matter who we play. And there's great teams left across the bracket. Haven't seen all the winners, but we got Glendale winning, Parkway Central. There's a ton of people, but we still have a really good team in Washington, and they know that every game here will be an absolute battle. And postseason soccer, anybody can win.
All right, Coach O'Keefe of the North County Raiders victorious over Windsor 3-0. A hat trick for Joel Strausser. Good midfield play, good forward play in the second half. They get the job done, and they're on to the state quarterfinals for the second year in a row under second-year head coach Rob O'Keefe. Congratulations, Coach, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you very much.